Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And all week we've been talking about the Facebook feed of the mind, the capacity of the mind to convince itself of absolutely anything, and how often that works against us by actually limiting what we can see and limiting our access to our own flow of creative wisdom. And today I want to talk about that flow of creative wisdom and what that really is. And where it comes from. And in order to do that, I kind of want to talk about performance. Because in traditional coaching, performance is usually talked about as a function of capacity, somebody's innate ability, their talent, and knowledge or effort. In other words, what they know, how hard they work at exploiting their talent. So in other words, in that model, the only thing between you and optimal performance would be some missing piece of information or a certain amount of practice. And the idea being, once you know what to do and do it, that's how you get the most out of your innate capacity. But if you look at even your own life, let alone the lives of great performers in different fields, you can see that that's a fallacy. Because so much of what you know never gets applied. And so much of what you practice never actually did make perfect. So I don't know about you, but I've studied thousands of strategies for success. And while you could say, well, yes, and look, you're very successful, most of those strategies have never showed up in my life. I don't know how many strategies for this and strategies for that have you learned over time compared to what's actually worked. In other words, are your results in life commensurate with everything that you know to do? Or do they seem to have more to do with what you've actually done? And a more accurate formula for success in performance is that performance equals capacity, talent, potential, minus interference. In other words, when we get out of our own way, we begin to perform to the peak of our capacity. So if you want to do better, if you want to be better, if you want to spend more time in flow, the key to being on your game more of the time is actually to limit those things that interfere with being on your game. And the only thing that really fundamentally interferes with your ability to be on your game, to be in flow, is thought. Not a particular thought, just so much thought that it gums up the system. Here's how I wrote about it in The Space Within. You were born in the zone. From the time you were an infant, you naturally learned about life through present moment instinct and intuition. You followed your fascination not because curiosity is a positive human trait, but because you were genuinely interested in results and what it would take to achieve them. You didn't learn to walk because you thought it was important. You learned to walk because there was somewhere you wanted to get, and walking seemed to be a good way to get there. You didn't learn to talk because you thought it would make you appear more intelligent. You learned to talk because there was something you wanted to express or request, and that seemed to be the best way to do it. And you learned quickly, and you practiced tirelessly, and you didn't get bogged down in your failures for one simple reason: you didn't think about them. Which points us to the number one source of interference that limits the amount of time we spend in the zone and on our game. We get caught up in our personal thinking, and we lose our bearings. Recognizing that this is the only real obstacle you have to overcome is half the battle won. The other half is even simpler. You do not need to control your thoughts to be free of them. To the extent that you see that your experience of life is thought created, those thoughts begin to lose their hold on you. It's like waking up inside a dream or becoming conscious of the movie theater when you've been caught up in a movie. You don't need to do anything about it. The drama of your thinking fades into the background, and you find yourself once more in the zone, on your game, and doing exactly what needs to be done to perform at your best and create the results you desire. And that's really why we talk about this stuff. because we want to be at our best more of the time. We want to get more out of ourselves and out of our lives. We don't want to get blinded by the Facebook feed of our mind to the realities of the world around us. And in tomorrow's podcast, the final podcast that will be along this theme, I'm going to share a very simple strategy that I've found massively increases your intelligence in a very tiny amount of time. So until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.